Back in now on regional radio, joined by head coach of the Potosi Trojans in baseball, Steve McCoy, beginning his sixth year on the job. And we're speaking to coach about how his team's going to look this season, but we also want to speak to him about Coach Dennis Lawson, the former coach of the Potosi Trojans, who won a couple of state titles and made so many great memories with the Trojans. He's having the home field named after him. It's going to be the Coach Dennis Lawson Memorial Field, and that'll be named on Saturday, March 16th, officially, when the ceremony is going to take place before the first game of the season. Coach, now joined by you, I know you played under Coach Lawson. What are some of your memories of him and his legacy as well for Potosi?
Well, I think his legacy speaks for itself whenever you see all the success he had on the field and how many of his former players have gone on to successful adult lives. He won the two state championships, numerous district sectional championships, conference regular season, conference tournament championships. The thing that sticks out with me the most having played for him was his passion for the game, even after he'd been doing it for 10, 15, almost 20 years as the head coach and longer in the program total. He still had the drive and the passion and the fire that you don't normally see that long into a coaching career.
No doubt, Coach. What do you remember about his specific style? Was there anything special about him that you maybe didn't encounter from other coaches around that you've encountered as well?
No, he was fiery. Yeah. He expected you to work hard all the time. I know all coaches expect that, but when you didn't with him, he would definitely let you know. And like I said with the fire earlier, you could tell he was there ready to work. We would have 4 or 5 hour practices regularly, and he was willing to put that time in. And he always had some sayings that he would go to that, you know, kind of stick with guys. Some of us former players still talk about it. Our SRO, Aaron Harvey, he still has some. He's pretty good at going through some of the Coach Lawson sayings, and he definitely made a lot of memories for a lot of guys.
Well, the season does get started on Saturday, March 16th, with that doubleheader against St. Pius. What do you expect the emotions to be like pregame as the ceremony's taking place?
I think it's going to be pretty emotional for a lot of people. I think we'll have a lot of former players show up, and maybe some that weren't even players, that were just students of Coach Lawson. I think we'll have family there, and I expect a big crowd. I hope our boys understand how special of a day it is. We will be talking about it as it gets closer. But a lot of them were young whenever Coach Lawson quit coaching, so they might not know him personally necessarily, but they see all the banners and signs and district championships and conference championships that Coach Lawson helped bring to the school. So I hope it's special for them as well as his family and all of his friends and former players.
Well, Coach, you did bring up district titles there. Let's transition to your current team and, of course, talk a little bit about last year. You guys finished with that Class 4 District 2 title, got a win in the state tournament as well. So you're coming off of a fantastic season, and, of course, Coach Lawson left a great foundation at Potosi, and you're furthering it now, and you had a great season a year ago. How do you expect this year to go down?
Well, I was actually talking to Matt Bradley, our athletic director, earlier about this. I obviously hope well, like all coaches hope going in. We're going to be young. We graduated 7 or 8 guys that started regularly or somewhat regularly for us last year. We have Noah Jacobson returning as a senior. Ethan Dykes is returning as a senior. We have a few more older guys on the team, but we only have 6 total upperclassmen. We have 1 junior, 5 seniors. And we'll be playing a good number of sophomores and possibly even freshmen getting meaningful innings. So until we get in and kind of see how we're going to piece everything together, I'm not exactly sure. It might be like last year. We had a slow start. I think we were 5-7, 12 games in last year before we all kind of put it together and figured out roles. And it could be something similar this year. Hopefully we can have a little better start as far as win-loss record is concerned.
No doubt, Coach. You did bring up Noah Jacobson there. How excited are you to have him for one more go-around?
Oh, very excited. Noah, everybody knows how awesome of a player is, but what I don't know if everybody knows is just how awesome of a person he is, and he's fun to coach, and, you know, he's just one of those kids that if you could have 1 or 2 of him every year, your chance of being successful increases dramatically, and I'm excited to have him for one more year, but I'm sad I only have him for one more year as well.
Right, of course. And with you being a younger team, where do you think the strengths and the weaknesses come in as far as, you know, hitting, fielding, pitching, all that?
I think we'll be pretty strong on the mound again. We have Noah on the mound. We have Riker Walton returning as a freshman last year. He was really, really good for us. So we have some high expectations for him. And then we have a freshman we think that will probably step in and throw some innings, and Isaiah Arndt is kind of our plan right now. And then just a couple other guys we know will be able to come in and throw strikes for us out of that sophomore class that threw mostly JV innings last year, but we're good in their own right that we think can step up for us this year. And then we know we'll have at least two or three big bats in the lineup, and we just have to have other guys that can get on base for us.
Coach, is it kind of a challenging feeling perhaps going from that district title team to a squad that's a little bit younger and trying to uplift them to get to the same heights that you reached last year?
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of where we were 2 years ago whenever last year's seniors were sophomores. We had I think we ended up with a 500 record, which was a little disappointing, but we knew we had a good core of younger guys, and they got some time that year. But obviously we're hoping for success like we had last year, not looking 2 years down the road, obviously, because we do have a good group of upperclassmen to mix in with those younger guys. And it'll be exciting. It'll be a challenge, and I think our boys will be up for it.
And that was Potosi baseball head coach Steve McCoy beginning his sixth season at the helm for the Trojans. Back with more next on Regional Radio.